The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, everybody.
How come every time you get back on the mic, I'm wondering if we're going to hear you?
I don't know.
And Marcos is doing his own show.
Yeah, no, he's doing his own show. That's always when there's visitors in the studio. He feels like
No.
He doesn't have to do his job. He's got to be a tour guide.
I'm totally doing a great job. Just want you guys to know. Got all this audio ready. It's going to be a great segment. Wasn't doing my own show here, although I did pick a poor rejoin song. So I will take credit for that.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We have Miami Dolphins football tonight taking on the Rams, 8:15, as the Dolphins look to, if they're going to start any salvaging, it better start tonight. But a Rams team that is a little bit hot right now. On the road, primetime. Mike McDaniel, Tua era has not been kind. Not been kind, Leroy.
I mean, all right.
I'm just letting you know.
Just all right. It's been horrible, dude. It's been horrible.
I know, but I just think that usually when you play primetime games, that's your better opponents.
Yeah, they've had some runs with the Tennessee in there, too.
That's why I didn't say it.
Whoa.
Because I knew you were going to go there. The one anomaly.
They lost to the Patriots. They beat the Patriots. That was like their one win. And you're like, yeah, great.
Lost to Jacksonville. Don't forget that, too. And London. Does that count as a primetime
game? No, that's not a primetime game. What do you? It's
London?
London's not a primetime game. Okay. It's the opposite.
It's at 9 in the morning.
That's true. It is. Okay. But it's
literally the opposite of a primetime game.
Been embarrassed.
Wait, by the way, how many people got up? Or we're doing their thing and go, ooh, there's a game on? Which we do every time there's one of these games.
Wasn't it like Giants-Panthers, though?
It's on the NFL Network, too. Like, no, that's no.
Gross. No.
It's on NFL. You know, they tried to get us on Thanksgiving with that one NFL Network game.
Yeah, nice try. Listen, Tua, he kind of stinks in primetime, dude. He kind of
okay,
does.
But he's played well the last 2 weeks.
All right, but I'm just
can
saying.
Can we go there?
You know, can he
go there?
If it go, can he play good after the sun sets?
Wait, so here.
What are you doing, Broggy?
See what you're saying right now? See what you're saying right now?
What?
Why didn't you agree with me when I was saying that about the Canes, about how the state of the team was going?
I did agree with you. I don't think I disagree with you. I took umbrage with you calling out the fans.
Wait, can I just... So if you're that enthusiastic,
that's the only thing I disagree with you. I didn't say that. I didn't say, like every Marcos, time you would say
Marcos. Does it always seem like we'll have an argument for like a whole show, and then when I'm proven right, he always says I agreed with you.
No. But here's the thing.
This always happens.
This is what you did. Here are the Canes. The Canes were a delightful drug. All right, so far this season, and you're like, this was you. You're going to be hung over the next day. I'm like, let me just have a good time. I know.
Yeah, but see, when you lose like that, when you have the hangover, it's 10 times worse because you're going to look back and say, I knew it was coming, and it's going to hurt more.
It does hurt more, but I was right. Okay.
You right. had to.
It was worth it.
If I may. The whole thing this offseason was being tougher and yep. more physical.
Yeah. That's what he always says.
But that's not tough.
It's not tough.
They are not. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm worried about this bye week.
Wow. What are they going to do for bye week?
Lay around, forget about it. It was a one and done, you know, like they think they're going to just like come out of this thing magically. Like, I want to be right after it. I want to be back in action.
I guess. So with all the targeting calls, did anybody get suspended and kicked out for targeting? Because they got to miss a half.
Yeah. One, I forget. At the end, somebody did. The other ones got turned back.
And that's, you know why I hate that from the defense? Now you want to be tough?
What?
Now, no, I'm saying the defense.
Targeting's garbage.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying. Now you want to, they've been running all over you all day. And your contribution to being physical is targeting?
A man who targets our hearts. Zach Sealer. He's coming back. He's going to be wearing a visor. Got to protect those beautiful eyes. He says he is going to wear a visor for the rest of his career. Here is Zach Sealer.
Yeah, I'll have a visor on for my wife the rest of my career. And she's right, though. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't want to go through something like that again. As frustrating as a visor is, remember in COVID, we had the visor and the face guards. And, like, getting your stance, you start sweating on it and everything, and it gets tough. But without the face, the lower face, the COVID guard, whatever that crap was, it's a lot better. Just the visors.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, it feels like you stuck your head in a sauna.
Does it?
Oh, my God. There's no airflow.
Your little fans in there.
You can't, like, so here's what you did. After every play, pull your helmet up like this.
Leroy, did you you showed the picture that you had where you had the jaw thing?
Yes, I had a hockey mask underneath. Yeah.
Oof.
Dude, rough. I had a hole this big to breathe out of. So it was right, like, over your mouth. So, like, when I went into a game, mouthpiece, everything, that was in for good.
Yeah, it's rough.
I will tell you, though, there's something that still just bothers me about the Zach Sealer thing. I still think it was Eichenberg. I still think it was Eichenberg.
Eichenberg out?
No. Austin Jackson is. I still think it was Eichenberg. So
it was totally Eichenberg.
Eichenberg is the only one to deny this thing that happened on the record, right? And everybody's been fuzzy on the details, which these are football players. All they care about during practice is details. So this was Zach Sealer trying to, when he was asked about, hey, so
no, just ask a question. Who poked you in the eye?
How did the injury occur? And here was his answer.
What can you tell us about how it occurred?
I'll be honest, I don't even know. I just remember, like, just on a block, all of a sudden, just head went back, and there's something that hit my face or hand, or I don't know what it was, but yeah.
So he plays right across from Eichenberg.
Pretty much, yes.
He said a block or something.
Something.
So we'd just go head on and, you know, carry the two, the one, the pot. It was Eichenberg.
It was Eichenberg. It's totally Eichenberg who poked him in the eye. He was even he was asked one more time about it.
Yep, there you go.
Here was Zach Sealer dancing around it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it just coming around the edge and just, I don't know what it was, but something got up in my mask, and I just remember just my head going back. I just had to put my hand. I just kind of just dark. So you know, the other ways to say that. I mean, it's just like I said, it's nothing that I really expected to work through. And then once that swelling got under control, and like I was able to kind of like work through like what happened and everything, it was better. So I'm glad to be back, and sucked missing two games. It's Nobody never happened to me. Thankfully, I've been fortunate enough and blessed where I didn't have to go through something like that. I played through a lot and could play through a lot, but this was something that kind of had to be worked through separately.
Totally Eichenberg. Never been more convinced. Oh, it just happened. Something dark took over my... Yeah, I know what it was. Eichenberg's fist.
You think he's throwing blows, dude?
Here's the kicker, though. You can't fit a fist in there.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
The fierce jab, nope. Then. Just like,
you
I'm telling you.
No, you can't. Like,
well, it did, Leroy. Like, well, it did, apparently.
The opening's the only like this. The only thing you can do really good is poked in the eye.
The week before, Eichenberg got called for itsy bitsy spider up a defensive lineman's face.
Ooh. Oh, and that's evidence.
And then that so happens to be the next time that we find out there's an injury in practice. Let me get this straight. We've had now 2 weeks. No one's filled Zach Sealer in on the deets.
Here's why.
Bunch of cameras at practice.
No. I'm going to tell you what happened. When it happened the next day in practice, somebody put out the order.
Okay.
Don't say nothing.
Oh, I thought you meant put out a hit on Eichenberg.
No.
Like, oh, wow.
No. They said, don't say nothing.
Why, though? Why are we protecting him?
I think they're close. I think that they're very good friends.
Oh, my God.
Or it could be that's his good friend. You ain't going to throw your friend under the bus.
He doesn't want to throw his friend under the bus, even though he totally poked him in the eye and broke his eye.
If Tyreek, if Jalen Ramsey did something.
I saw that in real life. So there was a center for Green Bay, and Corey Fuller, who went to Florida State, was playing cornerback. They ran a sweep. Winters has been known as a dirty player. Him and Corey got into it. Corey said he spit on him, and Corey went three stooges on him. Poked him in the eye, right? They both got suspended, but it was a melee.
Captain Zeno shows no mercy.
Hey, you don't spit on nobody.
I'm telling you right now, the cover-up is worse than the crime. Who would have forgiven Eichenberg?
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't
have. I don't like to be lying. Hey, Marcos. I already don't forgive him.
Marcos.
Yeah.
That sounds like when your girl say, just tell me. Just tell the truth. It'll be
all
right.
I'd rather you just, you know.
I'd rather just tell me. Then, nope.
Karen said, Steelers' only friend was Wilkins. Everyone else should get snitched on. I bet you Wilkins knows. Be like, hey, Wilkins, did you hear about what happened to that Dolphins practice? He goes, yeah, I heard it was Eichenberg. Had the slippery fingers.
No, Leroy defends coaches only because he fears getting sued by the NFL. What?
What?
People are stupid.
Really? Really? Dude, see, if you listen to the show more, you'd understand that one of the reasons why I would never even think about being a coach is because the amount of time they spend on coaching. And so to hear somebody say a player puts more into it than a coach, then I'm going to say he's not really aware of how much work they do when he's at home doing podcasts.
Something tells me those coaches not always doing the great screenings for their health, which is maybe why they may want to take a page out of our boy Zoe's book and get themselves a nice health screening. Because we've all heard it, guys. Men have to be strong and men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why we want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovsky, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get your health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. And it can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Oh, welcome back, you rascals.
Yeah, rascals.
It's a Monday Rewind brought to you by South Florida Chevy Dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
We still got that weird weather. Like, it'll be sunny and it's a little breezy, and then one of those showers will just blow through, right? So that's kind of where it is. It's partly cloudy. Has been a bit warm. Light breeze, not a lot of breeze, maybe 10 miles an hour tops. Winds are coming out of... Damn, clouds ain't moving. Can't tell. And right now, it's about 83 degrees.
How to do, Froggy?
Currently, mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance of a rain shower.
Is that partly cloudy or partly sunny, Frog Boy?
No clue.
Just hard to say.
Just read. It depends where you're at. Slight chance of rain. Winds at 8 miles per hour coming out of the east. And currently listed at 87 degrees.
Wow.
He's a golfer.
87? Dude, this is unseasonably hot. And it don't matter, because now when I go golfing, I got to put on the stockings.
Oof.
So hot.
Let's get to a little segment I like to call Could Be Something.
Oh, hell.
Could be nothing.
I would think. Are you gonna say the words Milwaukee?
It could be something.
Hard to say.
Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it? What is the object of this?
Could be something.
Why would they do that?
All right. As Leroy correctly guessed.
I just know you too well. Like, every time I see something on TV, I'm like, I'm going to hear about that on Monday.
Well, it's interesting, Leroy. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks, they lost to the Boston Celtics, dropping them to a cool 2-8 on the regular season. You had Giannis yesterday. He was deking out. Jaylen Brown gave him the old handshake, fake out over the head. Jaylen Brown called him a child after the game. Objectively funny what Giannis did to him. Anytime you get a handshake fake out, it's funny.
Why would you do that? Like, Jaylen Brown already think people don't appreciate him. And then you go and pull the, you know, against him?
Well, Giannis was feeling himself. I think he didn't finish with 43 and...
They got blowed out.
They didn't get blown out, but they blew a lead. Giannis yesterday had 43 points, 13 rebounds.
And would it...
Dame stunk yesterday. He was 4-15. He finished with 14 points, 1-8 from 3. But it wasn't this game that made headlines, Leroy, because the game before, they lost to the Knicks. And Giannis was doing a little media scrum. I'll have this here for our YouTube and Twitch audience. You guys can see the look on his face. But in the middle of it, he kind of starts chastising somebody. And this could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it to you guys. Here's Giannis.
Swung. They were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They were guarding the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you. They played great.
All right, there you go.
In the middle, talking to a reporter.
I think so. I think he's probably talking to a reporter. I think right. So.
A reporter was probably talking. You know what I mean? While he was,
or looking at his phone, wasn't paying attention to him. Maybe he had the phone out. Was like, what's going on in the rest of the locker room? And he wasn't paying attention to him. I think he was. But maybe he wasn't, Leroy. What if he was shooting glares across the old locker room?
Because his look was a lot closer than across the locker room.
Hard to say. Lockers are next to each other. Lockers are next to each other. It's hard to say. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
I think you're right, but I can't be for sure. I don't know.
Here we go. Marcos, here we go.
Marcos, am I crazy?
We got 2 days last week of none of this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't on camera, so you never know necessarily.
You don't know.
He was looking damn near straight down.
Maybe Dame's next.
But I mean, the guy was close.
Dame is short.
He's playing brick breaker, not necessarily focused on the fact that they lost to the Knicks. You know, you don't know.
I thought you were going to say that. Which is why I would bring you more evidence. So Damian Lillard, after that same game, he also had a thing or two to say about a thing or two. He was asked about taking on the New York Knicks and losing to them. And out of nowhere, Damian Lillard just has something on his mind. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Your first time seeing this version of the Knicks, just what was your impression of them seeing this version?
I mean, they're a good team. I mean, it ain't like they...
we went in there and played against the Heat when LeBron went there. You know, they made some changes. They were a good team last year. They're a good team this year.
Wow. All the teams you could have mentioned.
Hey.
Right on the tippy top of old Damian Lillard's head. The Miami Heat.
Hey, only.
Wow.
Only you would do this.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And by the way, Marcos.
Yep.
Don't think that what you did a couple of seconds ago isn't going to get brought up.
Wow. Just
Toby didn't realize it.
I didn't realize. What'd you say?
I said, don't think that what Marcos did a couple of segments ago is going to get past me.
Hmm.
Somebody on Twitch reminded me.
Hmm.
You know, a couple of seconds ago, Rejoin Music, he played Georgia Tech's intro song.
What did he?
What is Georgia Tech's intro song?
You played it. You know, stop being a bump.
Fair for not doing enough research.
No, I didn't know. But Leroy.
Ramblin' Wreck.
All of a sudden, Damian Lillard's again mentioning them, the Heat, Giannis, possibly chastising Damian Lillard. We don't know. Possibly. In the locker room.
No, he wasn't talking to Dame.
We don't know that.
You think he was talking to Dame?
You don't know that. I mean, maybe.
No, because Dame didn't say nothing.
Well, maybe
that
Dame
would say he didn't want to be there or anything. Like, he was asked about the Knicks.
We all know Dame doesn't want to be there, though. We know Dame doesn't want to be there. We don't have to ask him what's already known. Mm. What's understood doesn't have to be said. You know?
I got you.
And then all of a sudden, Giannis is going to tell reporters, hey, if he doesn't want to be here, get out of here then. It's kind of what he said.
Oh. Swung, they were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They were guiding the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you.
Wow, just
he's
that honesty.
Right. He's looking at
that honesty to Damian Lillard. Wow. Doc Rivers, what are you going to do with such a schism in your locker room right now? You guys can't beat anybody, and your stars seem to hate each other's guts.
Look, we all want the same thing. We all want to go out there and play our best basketball and win. I'm starting to come to the conclusion that I want to stop the other team from scoring.
Woo.
And we don't have enough participants in my plan.
Man.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're going to go 5 for 14 or 4 for 15 or whatever, your ass need to pick it up on the defensive end. Just saying. Could be something, could be nothing.
Could be nothing, Doc. I don't know. The Bucks have a chance to maybe right the ship. They got some stinkers coming up, but if they don't, keep an eye on it. Now, let's just say, I just want to be clear here.
Oh, boy.
Bucks, should you want to come to the table and do business, okay? Yesterday's price for Dame is not today's price.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To say this at this point, and I'm gonna say this all year, so whatever trade presents itself, I'm gonna say this.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time,
mm-hmm.
I'm trading old player for old player. I'm not giving up any of my young talent.
Especially with the back taxes of pain that you caused.
I don't care. I really want to see when this young group of guys, you know, gets into their prime, what that's going to look like. And Kalel, Jaime,
Nico.
So proud of you.
Pella, I mean, and still only 24. You know, it's Tyler. So you got five guys right there that are 25 or under. And it's time that this organization builds a team for the future instead of trying to just go get guys that are going to give you one or two good years.
At this point, the Bucks right now feel like they have an albatross with Damian Lillard that they need taken off their hands.
Oh, no, he's an elite scorer now. There's no question. But again, think about this. What is the staple of Miami Heat basketball?
Defense.
Why on earth would you bring in a player, I don't care how great of a scorer he is, that defense is sketchy? Why? Why would you do it? You're almost playing defense against yourself.
It's a thought. It's a thought. It's a thought.
Now, if Milwaukee want to trade Giannis.
They're not going to do that till next year.
Okay.
Some people could wonder, though, if the Jimmy thing is, you know, reaching a crescendo and there's some thought out there that the Warriors want to get a star. Warriors have all their picks. Could you up the war chest? Flip Jimmy to Golden State, and then you have something to get into the sweepstakes next summer. I'm not saying I want that to happen because I would never trade Jimmy Butler, but I'm just saying some are wondering that.
Marcos, for somebody who
I would never trade Jimmy Butler.
Wait. For somebody who doesn't want it to happen,
Marcos,
he sure as hell already got.
Oh Jesus! Here she comes.
Yeah.
You thought you could escape me, huh? I just wanted. I wanted to come here once you laid everything out on the table.
I don't want that to happen, Jennifer. I'm just saying people are wondering.
Why is everybody trying to speak like Tobin?
I'm just saying, you know. Warriors
sooner or later, you will want a hungry man, Leroy.
Warriors are wondering, you know, hey, you know, we could really use a little boost. And, like, you know, he could use a little bit more of the assets, you know, because everybody wants to get on the pick game when it comes to trading a star. One has to wonder. I'm not saying I want Jimmy Butler. I would never trade Jimmy Butler. I don't believe he can hold up at 37 years old at that price tag. I believe Jimmy Butler's going to end up on the New York Knicks. Wow. Still can't rule that out. I do not want Jimmy Butler. I hate you.
When was that you said that? That was like a couple months ago, right?
It was summertime when the Jimmy drama was happening.
Dark times.
You can't hold me accountable for July sports talk.
Then why do you hate Marcos for playing it?
Listen, all the things you did. Was this summer when you got shot with the tranquilizer gun?
No, that was last summer.
That was before. We've had to subdue you. Like, it's just you're Looney Tunes in July.
We're talking a lot of changing laundry, Leroy. Let me tell you. And when it comes to your laundry, you want to have the best dry cleaner in South Florida.
You do.
So use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run.
That is correct. And guess what? If you mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off.
Woo!
Whatever you need done.
That's something right there, dude. Could be something, could be nothing. Yep. That's something.
It's getting to holiday time. You might want to get your suit taken in.
Yep.
Or, you know, if you go and get some new threads for the holidays, you need them hemmed, taken in a little bit. They have a seamstress on site.
Love it.
Please give Ara a call at 954-610-9383. He'll give you a quote. Call anytime. You can ask for the pricing. Please do that because the prices do vary. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Tobin just squeezes in there, but give Ara a call. He will hook you up.
Yeah, I was just at a get-together this past weekend, and I thought to myself, I'm underdressed. Should have gotten myself dry-cleaned over at A&T Dry Cleaners and gotten right for this party. I know I won't make that mistake again when it comes to the holidays. So as Leroy said, call or text our guy, Ara, 954-610-9383. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. A&T Dry Cleaners.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Just get Damian Lillard to the Heat.
That's it.
I'm tired of waiting, Riles.
Get the tranquilizer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Dolphins are back in action tonight against the LA Rams.
What are we doing over there, Marcos?
Had to get a gingy for my little belly.
I don't hear you, buddy.
Didn't have your. I had that on my bingo card.
Marcos. No, no, no.
What? Oh, that's fine.
You muted yourself.
I didn't mute myself. Oh, you know what? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did mute myself. I apologize.
No, 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 no. What happened?
I went to go get ginger ale because the...
What are you, Vic Fangio? You know,
sometimes your belly gets a little rumbly in your belly, a little ginger.
Love ginger.
You had a bad shrimp?
No. Luckily.
No, he wouldn't eat that.
Not a fan of the seafood, but...
This is Marcos eating fruit, eating seafood.
Okay. All right. One time, one bad experience. Now I'm getting judged.
Let's get to your mixed bag there, Froggy.
Let's do it. As I stall to get the instrumental,
man.
I should have ready.
You know what? You're a rat bastard.
Wow. Okay. I thought you were going to say something positive to potentially help me, but no.
No.
Love that.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Marcos's Time Management.
Fair.
What do you got today for us, Froggy?
Well, did you guys, by any chance, have an opportunity to watch the San Francisco 49ers yesterday?
A tad.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, the biggest story was supposed to be Christian McCaffrey's return.
Yep.
But if you even took one glimpse at what went down yesterday between two San Francisco 49er players, you would understand that the biggest story happened essentially on the sideline. 49ers missed 3 field goals. Leroy, you have been...
Hey, I saw this, and I'm like, I never had the cojones to do it, but I thought about it.
After 3 field goals, you can imagine one would be upset with their kicker, their long snapper, special teams in general. Deebo Samuel expressing his frustration so much so, I won't play the clip, don't want to get us banned, but do got an image here of what went down between the wide receiver and the long snapper here. As you can clearly see for our YouTube and Twitch audience, a hand around the throat of the long snapper.
And that guy used to be the Dolphins long snapper.
Look at that.
Tabor Pepper.
Old Tabor Pepper now in the news for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately. We got a chance to hear from both of them so they can describe what happened. Let's start off with Deebo Samuel.
Normally I don't even get like that, but just like frustrated in the heat of battle, you know, really close game. And, you know, I kind of got out of character a little bit, but, you know, I'll talk to Mookie and, you know, we'll get past it.
And then so
was
it that he had a final chance to make a game-winning field goal afterwards?
What about it?
How nice was it that he had that chance?
To I think he had a little dog in him, you know, a little motivation to go out there and make the field
goal. Yeah, you choking the hell out of him!
Like, I wasn't saying nothing like crazy to him. I was just, you know, kind of frustrated with him at the time, but, you know, he went out there and won the game, of course, and, you know, he wasn't bothered by it, so, you know, we moved past it.
Tobin, if I ran over to your house and start choking you.
Yeah.
Would I have to talk? Would my actions speak for the fact that one grown ass man on the sidelines on national TV decided to put his hands around another man's throat?
Well,
you have to talk.
I think the thing was this is I would never like to be in the head of Mr. Samuel here, but I believe what he probably was doing was he was talking to Jake Moody, the kicker, and then old Tabor Pepper, Mr. Long Snapper, stuck his beak where it didn't belong. And he probably said, "Hey, Long Snapper, geek, geek."
He hit him with the force. He hit him with the Vader force, apparently.
He's like, "Hey, Long Snapper, shut up."
Fair. Fair assessment.
Well, because according to Toby, we got another one of you playing guard.
They should. Would never happen to somebody they actually consider a football player.
Do you guys want to hear Tabor Pepper's recount of what happened?
Sure.
Let's hear from the Long Snapper.
He was having a little rough patch there. Standing up for Jake, because there was still time on the clock, so the game wasn't over. And, you know, everybody knows what happened at the end. It's not over until the clock says zero. They all count three when it's a field goal, and I always got forced back.
Didn't talk to Debo after the game to straighten things out?
Too many people in here. You know what I mean? It's hard to get over there, so I'm sure we'll talk sometime.
Pretty sure he's like, I don't know
if Debo's... You should say no. He tried to choke me. I'm a grown ass man. He needed to come talk to me. But wait, here's the deal. In life, let me teach you young folks something. In life, you got to be careful how you go to protect your honor. Here's why. He's Debo Samuel, and you're a Long Snapper. So if it gets to, now, if Debo goes to him, that's a whole different. As a guy, a veteran on the team, he should probably be the one to go over there and say something to the Long Snapper. But if the Long Snapper, who's played for a number of teams, go over there and start talking trash to Debo, it's not going to come across the same way. You see what I mean? That's the nature of it.
Do you think that Debo knows who the Long Snapper is without his jersey on?
No, the skinny dude with a big number. Like, you could always tell who the Long Snapper is because he got a weird number on. And he's like, wait a minute, you're not a lineman. Oh, that must be the Long Snapper.
What else we got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We got a whole bunch of bleep and... that being the S word.
Oh,
that's because Darren Rizzi, former Dolphins special teams coach, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Now he's the head coach at and with the who's with
Saints.
With the Saints.
Saints.
There you go.
Yes. He
and they won a tickle fight.
He on the winning end of a tickle fight, like you said, with the Falcons, but not before Mr. Rizzi had a victory. Or a loss against the toilet. He clogged the toilet before his game that he thought was going to be, unfortunately, signs of things to come. This is Darren Rizzi.
Pretty open guy, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, I get down here to Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now. So I'm like, really? This is really how we're going to start my day? So, listen, there was moments during the game. You know, I'm so wrapped up in the in my routine. There was moments today where, like, I'm almost forgetting. I'm just going through my routine, and I'm kind of forgetting that I'm the head coach a couple times. All true.
Man, he is gonna have no voice by the time he's done being the head coach. Also, you
kind of sounds like you, Leroy.
You think he goes to like Ralph the maintenance guy, and he goes, "It's never happened with Sean Payton."
Okay.
Yeah. No, I would say. If he was there early enough, it got fixed before.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Like, anybody see Coach? And he's like, oh my God, please not. Please not today. Please not today. Please not today.
All right, I got three scenarios for you guys. And you tell me which one is the worst scenario to clog a toilet in.
Clog in your pants.
No, okay. I'm just kidding. That's always going to be the worst. But Would you? What's the worst situation to be in, clogging the toilet? First time at a partner's home.
Okay.
At a family gathering.
Oh.
Or at a public restaurant.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Never happened to me.
No, and it never will.
It would never happen.
Not even at a partner's.
No, big spoon. Never happen.
I think the worst one's the first one with the partner? First time at your partner's. Yeah.
Yeah, because I tell you what, you become a little less attractive.
Oh yeah. You share a hotel room.
I don't care how hot and smoking you are. Yeah.
You realize that everyone uses the bathroom.
I do understand that, but yep. We don't have a visual. If you clog up the toilet, and
trust me.
Or here's another one. You got to go help.
Oh.
So you got to go tell the person that, hey, I don't know. This is.
You think he tells that story about
it right now? I can see it right now. This is what Jennifer would do.
Hey, Jennifer, Jennifer has never happened. Has never happened to Jennifer.
Let me see. This is what Jennifer would do. Hey, I gotta go. You know,
leave it there. Just walk away.
You'll leave and get your car dropped, and then you'll get like two lights away and say, "By the way,
I left your present."
There's something wrong with your bathroom.
See you never.
Something wrong. You're like. Come on. Like, no. Could you imagine? Okay, so just imagine. I go to Big Spoon's house. I'm already miserable because everybody's speaking French, right? I go in there. We're going to have a meal or whatever. And I get the bubble guts, which is the only reason why I'm going to go. And I go and light them up. And then I go push. And the only thing is the jiggle handle, ooh, right? So I go through all the things. I lift up top, make sure the chain's connected. I do all that. And then I'm like... So here's what I do. Hey, we gotta go. She's like, we haven't started eating yet. I say, I'm gonna need you to take one for the team. I'm gonna need you to say, your stomach hurts. And I'm gonna go out the back door, you go out the front, and we leaving. Right?
Zone
deep. She may say, why? Mel, I just blew up their bathroom.
Toilet's not working.
They're gonna need an asthmat unit.
You know, the adorable thing though is there's no way Darren Rizzi tells that story if his team loses.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh no, he still will.
I don't think so, dude. He goes, look, I knew we were gonna lose this game because super dope bathroom.
I'm telling you, and then can I just say this? If you go and blow up somebody's bathroom, don't try to come out like, you know. Oh, don't go in there for a while. I blew it up, and you might want to get somebody to check that toilet. You know, just go full heel the other way. That's what Marcos would do. Marcos would just play it off.
Look at his face.
Yeah.
How old is the Superdome? Like, he probably thought to himself, oh, this is great. I'm in the head coach's
bathroom.
The
Superdome was built in the 70s, 80s?
That's old pipes. Those are old pipes, dude.
Yeah, but it's the only – think about this. The only stadium – other than Lambeau, that hasn't been, is the same building.
75.
Wow.
So, I have heard a story. I'm not sure. You know, it could be one of those internet stories of someone, girl leaving a voicemail to her mom crying, saying, come pick me up, because it was her first time at her partner's. She unfortunately clogged the toilet. In a panic, she scooped whatever was in the toilet and tried to blame it on the cat, put it in the cat's litter box, only to find out the cat had died 2 weeks ago.
I've seen that story.
Wait. If she, can I just say this? If she had scooped that and put it in the kitty litter, that cat would have died trying to get rid of it, right? Yeah,
for sure.
Right. Did she not figure out the physics behind it?
No, man, she was panicking. She didn't have a football game ahead of her to distract her.
Marcos would definitely
I'd actually stay in the
matter. Everybody do it. No, everybody do it.
I'd stay in the bathroom all night until the party was over.
Dude, I wouldn't. I'm telling you. No, that right now I'm getting bubble guts just thinking about being in that situation.
Need some ginger ale.
It's rough. This is how this all started, by the way. Actually.
The Rizzo. The Izzo story. So here's Tobin, what would you do?
Tobin muted himself, by the way.
Again!
Yeah.
In my situation for the partner.
Does it depend on where you are?
Well, I was thinking the first time we first met, we were in dorms. So they had suite mates. It was both bathroom for four girls. That's never happening. I would have just left and gone to my dorm. So,
solid.
But if I was in that situation, I honestly think the family's a pretty bad one, right? Especially if you're at the in-laws family.
Oh, ooh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thanksgiving, nothing ruins Thanksgiving like a bad, like just an out of order bathroom.
I could have, if I would have lit it up one of the first times I went to Canadian Thanksgiving, right? Just imagine just sitting in the room.
I think that's a bonding experience.
Just sitting in the room with everybody speaking French,
together.
Looking in my direction, giggling. I'm like, I know they're talking about me.
And so
I
can't
do nothing. So what? See? No.
So what?
Okay. You would have just left.
Trust me when I tell you, that guy's he's not getting a second date. There's no way.
Really?
No way, dude.
No way. She
what
is
about
like,
the
she
girl in the
no way.
Wait,
like, because I just, like.
There's no way the cat story is real.
It can't be.
I actually saw it a while ago.
Yeah.
Just because you saw it doesn't mean it's an actual story.
Well, you know what?
I heard crazy stories recently on the internet, so I can't trust it.
When do you think there came the time when Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were comfortable pooping in front of one another? I think they're at that stage yet? It's too early, right?
I've never been okay with that.
I still don't fart in front of my wife.
I would say this. As beautiful as I think my wife is, she could jack up a bathroom and it's going to make her a little bit uglier. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Dude, I don't know why. But you go to a bathroom and you're like, please don't. Please, I don't want to know him. Please, this is just terrible.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.